This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell off today. He's back Monday. Kevin Flynn is here. Daniel answering your calls when you call us at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. My direct email is scotth@flagfamily.com. I got a bunch of texts to get to. You've texted me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by Schweitzer's. Somebody called the other day and said, boy, was I glad when you mentioned that because I got hungry. Well, that's the idea. They make their own beef jerky at Schweitzer's. It's Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. They're in Bismarck, 625 South Washington Street, right by Dan's and Browning's, off South Washington Street. Between those two, you can't miss a little strip mall there. Look for Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Nice cross in their logo. I love that. I love their beef, too, because it's North Dakota-made beef. They now make breakfast links and carry assorted Bessie's Best products. Well, somebody texted about that, too. They love Bessie's Best. Oh, I know. Thank you for telling me that Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats also has Bessie's Best. We're happy to do it. Wanted you to know. You made my day today when you advertised for Schweitzer's Meat for selling Bessie's Best products. I love their milk. My granddaughter loves their chocolate milk. We went to the farm today, bought a pizza and milk, a cheese pizza. We'll add our own toppings. There you go. There's an endorsement for the good folks at Schweitzer's. So there's Bessie's Best. And also, how about a quarter beef for the winter months? Stock Up gets you ribeyes, porterhouses for the price of hamburger. You say you heard on the show, you get a discount. Can't go wrong. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to the phones here. Tad in Mandan. What's on your mind, Tad? Tad, are you there?
Yeah, is this me?
This is you, as far as I could tell. You'd probably be better to answer that question than me.
You need trace this call and tell me where I am.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right.
You got my name wrong. But anyway, what I wanted to say was I'm really concerned that somebody can go out on the Internet and create a whole bunch of false information. I mean, that's almost like a terrorist activity to tell people that millions of gallons of oil were spilled. And it's all a lie. And look at all the effort that's went into correcting that false information. And, you know, North Dakota has been affected by these, I like to call them flying monkeys, since the DAPL pipeline thing. And it seems like none of them are held responsible. I wish there was some way that we could go back and somebody that puts out a false information like that, that they're held liable and accountable. That's my comment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Fake news is dangerous. Here's what I don't like. You've got a lot of liberal journalists who read these things, okay? In this case, it was a climate change, a dissmog, it's called, or something. It's left-wing drivel. It is environmental extremists. And it's a blog that the journalists read, so they read it. Oh, this is up to 5.5 million gallons. It must be true. And then we have stories on it all of a sudden. So. And in fairness, I think that everybody would agree that they've uncovered maybe an area where they can be more transparent. Nobody was hiding this information, but why not put it out there to say, here's how much we've cleaned up beyond the initial spill report? I think that makes sense. But to say there were 5.5 million gallons spilled is ridiculous. It's crazy.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, that, and I appreciate that, Scott. And what I'm saying here is that, you know, the companies that are working and the people that are working in North Dakota, they're hiring a lot of North Dakota people, and you know what? nothing's changed. We're open, transparent, and the state's not hiding anything. We don't need these fake news people from out of state making comments about our great state of North Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it very well. I mean, in my mind, regulation that says, okay, what's the problem? In this case, a spill. All right, how much initially? We don't know. It's unknown. They literally put that in there. We don't know. We know it's 10 gallons. Okay, well, get in there, clean it up, whatever it is. And they have, and they reported that. And, by the way, at a huge expense. It should be their expense, but, they don't want these to happen. This disrupts their regular order of business and causes a lot of, expenditure and everything else. But what should the state's goal as a regulator be? In other words, you're here doing business in our state. We want you here hiring people, taking a product, getting it to market. But we want you to do it responsibly and under the rules. And when you mess up, what do we want to happen? Fix the problem. Fix the problem. So many of these environmental activists want to use this as a moment to say, see, this is bad, shut it down, it's terrible, it's awful, it should go away. It's ridiculous. I applaud regulation that says, what's the problem? Fix the problem. Fix the problem. That's what we have to do. No doubt about it. All right. Back on what's on your mind? Somebody said, now you're back. The airwaves went silent. But now you're back. I hope not. Something might have happened beyond our control. But if we're back now, we're back. That's good. Wonderful. Good thing. I think one of those flying monkeys ran into your transmitter on 550. It's off the air. All right. We better do a little checking. But sounds like we're back now.
They're working on it.
They're working on it. All right.
We're back.
We're back. Texter says, Schweitzer's Wagyu is now the only burger for me. Amazing. Amazing. That Wagyu beef, good stuff. North Dakota raised Wagyu. Only do it at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Thank you for that. Another endorsement. I love it. All right, let's see here. Somebody's saying, is this what's on your mind? What's this? I don't know what you're asking. Maybe, am I texting?
I think probably confirming that's the number.
I see, okay. Glad you're here, Kevin. Figure this out.
That'd be my interpretation.
Texter says, you guys laugh at Democrats while Trump says, I could be the king of Israel. I am the chosen one. I'm the second coming of God. You can't make this stuff up. It's not fake news because I watched and heard him say these things. Trump needs mental help now.
He did say I'm the chosen one. I kind of did a double take on that one.
I heard it yesterday live myself, and I did the same thing. But when I saw it and how he did it, he turns and looks up, and it's in my mind, he's being funny. I don't think Trump thinks he's the chosen one.
And sarcasm is completely lost on all of the media.
Right, and I think Trump has a way about him that is, he wants to let you know that he's one guy that heard this was a problem and he's taking it on. And in these issues, he's right. If you had Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama in a room, they would tell you the pain China has caused, the bad actor China is. Donald Trump is saying, going to be some short-term pain here, including to my friends, the farmers and ranchers. So we're going to do everything we can to mitigate that. But in the meantime, we're going to take this problem on. Isn't that what elected leaders are supposed to do? Isn't that what they're supposed to do? Now, I could be the king of Israel. He's simply saying he is doing what Israel has wanted done. The Iran deal, as an example. The Golan Heights. I mean, the president has heard them and did something about it, okay? Again, I think he's saying, look, we've been there for him. We've been an ally. I'm the chosen one. I don't think he's ever said I'm the second coming of God. I've never heard him say that.
No.
But as usual with these lefties, they like to go a little further than the truth. I believe him saying I'm the chosen one, our president, is being having a little fun.
Facetious?
That'd be a good word.
Yeah, a little facetious.
You tell me if you think otherwise, though. That's fine. Chris and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, when Trump said that, I think he was just trolling the left and the mainstream media just to get a rise out of them, because he knew they would. Secondly, major concern of mine is yesterday the 10th Circuit in Denver ruled that an elector in the Electoral College has the right to vote his preference over the popular vote. He does not have to follow the popular vote, whereas Washington State ruled the other way around. Now, come 2020, I don't see this being a very good outlook unless something is addressed federally, because you can act state laws, but they only go up as far as the state. Once it comes to Electoral College, that's federal, and federal laws supersede state. I just wanted to bring that up as a concern, and it's definitely been on my mind, because as Rush Limbaugh says, the only thing standing in front of the left and the liberals taking over the country is elections. So I'll hang up and listen to a reply. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No question about it. And that Electoral College is their latest a target. Amazing. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Tell me. 800-228-0550.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Start, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jay Thompson at Sun's, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And folks in around the Bismarck-Mandan area know that name. That name is expanding over and over throughout the Northern Plains. And now over 1,000 buildings are managed by their Link system at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Find out more about that at hatandsons.com. Over 100 years. Pretty amazing. That kind of service, that kind of name, trusted by so many for so many years. Amazing. HATandSons.com. 20 past the hour, back on What's On Your Mind. I should get to some texts because I promised I would. A texter says he didn't say he was king of Israel. That came from Chris Hahn on the story with Martha on Fox News. As the chosen one means only that finally someone's taking on China. Thanks, Scott. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. What is the big deal about getting rid of the Electoral College? The students can go to another college and there's a shortage of teachers so they can find work. Just playing, but I did ask a young liberal that once, and they totally fell for it and had no idea about the Electoral College.
Why am I not shocked?
We should get some T-shirts. Saying, yeah, right. You know,
Electoral College, yeah. Class of 2022?
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. Trump ought to say he's going to saw off California and push it into the sea. That'd keep the left busy for a while. What Trump does is he baits the maniacs in to expose them. So is he baiting him, you think, with that phrase? Texter says he's the chosen one to lead this nation. Like Esther's uncle told her in the Old Testament, for such a time as this. God always puts the right people in place to protect Israel. Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, I always tell people that, especially people of faith that, you know, enjoy conversations like this. Okay, so if you go back to when Donald Trump announced that he was running for president, you know that he's running against 16 basically household names in the Republican Party with all kinds of money, with all kinds of, campaign apparatus and everything else, defeats them all, gets the nomination, then defeats Hillary Clinton, and now we know, after the fact, that the Obama administration knew about Russian meddling into the election, didn't do anything about it, didn't say anything about it, and in fact, the Obama folks, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign, took some cash and paid to have this fake dossier put together, alleging a bunch of stuff that was sick, torrid, and absolutely 100% made up out of whole cloth. Then they take that, the fake thing they bought, to the FISA court and say, we need to surveil the administration because we believe they're colluding with Russia. And all of that's been looked into. All of it's gone away. But basically, people were trying to stop the president in the most outrageous ways ever. He endures all that. What explains that? How do you explain doing what he did? You can't. You can't in any political way. You can't in any, sit down there, well, this happened and then it happened. There's no other way to explain it. It isn't.
I agree.
I mean, that's favor. Okay? Now, I don't think Trump thinks that he's the second coming. I don't think that Trump thinks he is the chosen one in the sense that, we know who the real chosen one, the one individual that walked this earth without any sin. He doesn't think he's that at all. I don't think. And, he may throw some of that out there. But I think there's an argument, as this texter is saying, to say, look, he's the chosen one to lead the nation right now. Do you think that's true or you think that's crazy? You tell me. I agree. He's totally trolling the left. It causes them to act even more erratic, and I love it, says another texter. What can be done about liberal teachers spreading their views on kids? I don't want my kids thinking they are a problem because they're white. Expose it. If that happens in a classroom with your child, make sure we know about it. Make sure everybody in town knows about it. Stop it that way. And quick, Dan in Fargo, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I enjoyed your comments about checking and seeing if that law in the last hour is going to work. I think we're ahead of the curve with a conservative governor. But with the oil money and other things, there seems to be this ongoing tendency to spend.
I want to hear your idea, Dan, but I've got the worst connection in the world from you. Maybe we can have you call back quick. See if you can work that out, Daniel. Would you all go to Greg on the road in the meantime? Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, hey, Scott. So I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of sense of what Manhattan is like under de Blasio, Conrad de Blasio. So I graduated from Century High in 87 and then moved away and worked in Manhattan from 99 until December of this year, and I moved back to Dakotas. And if you take a look at Manhattan or New York City, and the boroughs and how that area was under a different administration, even Bloomberg, for that matter. You didn't have a lot of homeless people, very low crime, et cetera. And now we've got Comrade de Blasio in there. You've got homeless people everywhere. And you know, they're urinating, defecating. It's turning into kind of a mini San Francisco. And, you know, I don't think that de Blasio has any shot at the nomination. But the guy is as socialist as they come, and he's completely out of his mind. And it's just so much. I guess if you haven't been to Manhattan lately, that's what's going on there. And again, just like what we're seeing in San Francisco and other parts of this country that are run by the Democrats, Chicago included. And what a nice thing it is to be back in the real world here in the Dakotas, and having just spent the past weekend in Bismarck, how proud I am of what the town has turned into. And you know, you still got freedoms in this part of the country you don't have in areas like New York City.
Very well said, Greg. You're absolutely right. And again, de Blasio is a Democratic candidate for president. People ought to pay close attention. I mean, Rudy Giuliani cleaned that town up. Bloomberg was smart enough to keep it going in that direction, and it's gone downhill since, to the point where I got to think twice about visiting New York. I'm completely with you. Dan and Fargo, let's try again. I'll see if we got a better signal. You want to talk about the spending as a result of what oil is bringing to the revenue of the state coffers. Go ahead.
Okay, before I was so rudely interrupted by my bad connection... Can you hear me now? Okay.
I can. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. We need what's called a sunset provision. And the way that works, it's been very good in Oklahoma and some of the southern states. In the enabling legislation, when you write the bill, you state what its purpose will be, and you describe how you will measure it. And then after 2 years, if it's not achieving that, you sunset it. That is, the funding for it stops. It doesn't become in perpetuity some kind of ongoing thing.
A I
good
love
example
it.
Of when that goes wrong is our local TIF financing districts. They have TIFs they've been renewing for 18 years, and each one has new parameters, new things, and I think you need some tightening up on the way that the bills are written, and put a sunset provision in there.
Well, I'll give you another one that I think deserves some scrutiny. I don't know the TIFs you're talking about, but everything ought to survive the sunshine and the transparency. But the Prairie Dog Bill was a bill that sent a lot of money to every city, county, you know, township. Everybody got money, even ones that didn't ask for it. And it's indefinite. There's no, we're going to do this for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. You know, it's indefinite. Now, meanwhile, budgets are being decided in all these entities, your school board, your county, your city, everything else. If I were you, taxpayer of that particular town, I'd be there and say, okay, how much money did you get from the Prairie Dog Bill, and how much less are you going to take out of my pocket as a result of it? You better do it in every single place. It's happening right now. Going to the White House with Hogan Gidley when we come back.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunshot fired from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced,
"I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for the United States Senate."
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week after his White House run never caught fire. It was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, folks. Good times, bad times. It's a great North Dakota spirit to be that buffalo. Go into the storm. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. They've done it before. They're willing and ready to do it again. Good times, tough times. That's what they do. And they know it's all around you, too. So when you see something, say something about that great Be the Buffalo spirit. Send us an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. Or go to the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776 from Oasis Petroleum. Jerry and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. This is Jerry, Dakota Jerry, living in Delaware sometimes, but I'm back in Bismarck. And I've talked to you a few times before. Anyway, in regard to the Chosen One comment, I believe it was just his type of humor. But if you want to go to arrogance and seriousness, how about going back to Barack Obama's first election campaign when he made the statement, "We are the ones that we have been waiting for." Do you remember that comment?
I do. Yep, I do.
We are the ones that we have been waiting for. Anyhow, I just want to point that out. If the pot is black, if the shoe fits, I guess is the saying, wear it. So
I appreciate that, Jerry. Thanks a bunch. I guess the consensus here from the listeners is it a jest? Is it a jab? Or is something else? Another emailer says, if you may recall, President Barack Obama used the term on multiple occasions that he was the chosen one. I think President Trump is giving the press a funny jab that they can use to report on the comment from, but they never report on the comment from President Obama on a grand scale. So in jest, a jab. Here's a texter says, nothing wrong with saying that God allows our leaders to be where they are at. And I think there's an element of that. Now, that probably is best to be left to the eye of the beholder, right? Just you see it or not. But I don't think the president was making a biblical statement there. I think he was saying, these are tough things to do, but I guess the American people elected me, so I'm it.
I was the one that was chosen, and maybe the way he should have worded it. But
and
I didn't take that as anything.
Yeah, if you see it, it looks a little different than when you hear it, because I heard it, and then I watched it. But I agree with the texture. I completely agree. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Another says, chosen one was because we the people voted for him. He was. You're right. K Can we sell California and buy Greenland? Says another listener. Can we sell California?
I like it.
And buy Greenland.
I like it.
The news you read earlier about the needle program is a lie. Look at the numbers. Nobody takes any treatment. Worth looking into. Worth looking into. No doubt about it. All right, let's see here. Got to get way back to some text that I didn't get to. Scott, if I burn down a crop with Roundup and use a rate of 22 to 32 ounces per acre of chemical and wait 10 days like the label says, it's fine. The Roundup is gone after 10 days. There are 43,560 feet in an acre. Spread 22 ounces of chemical over 43,560 feet. The amount on there is so small, it just becomes a way for lawyers to make money off class action lawsuits. Another perspective. That is worth bringing up. Covered a lot of ground today. We're waiting for Hogan Gidley to call us here, so should be any second. Texter says, in this climate of increased godliness, it's so refreshing to see the new St. Mary's High School that had to be built because of increasing enrollment. That is a phenomenal story. You know what else is a phenomenal story? It's about a $38 million project, and they're opening it up completely paid for. They raised money from donors for the tune of $38 million. So there's a need, number one. Number two, the need is met with generosity from individuals who build it. It's awesome. It's going to be a great school for years to come. Thanks for bringing it up. Texter says, I believe it's the North Dakota law that all trucks must be covered, so why then doesn't the Highway Patrol enforce this? I constantly get sandblasted or hit with debris. Most trucks have nice electronic roll-up tarps. Please use them. It's an unnecessary road hazard. That comment comes up on occasion when we do our Highway Patrol Trooper Talk conversation, so I'll put that in the file to use next time they come. The Roundup issue needs to be addressed, says another texter. I understand why farmers are doing this, because they need to get their crops off to keep the farms afloat. But I know many farmers wouldn't spray the crop if their crop was going from the field straight to the kitchen table. I feel like I read something almost identical to that earlier. Maybe that means there's a couple folks out there that think that way. That's just fine. I'm the chosen one. Our President Trump is so courageous. Here's another. I love it. I'm sure Trump said that just to watch the Democrats and the media heads explode. I don't think the president does a lot on accident. He's pretty purposeful. He's pretty commanding of the stage. But who knows? Another texter. I know how we could end the immigration problem, the border wall, and employ as many people as you needed by Mexico instead of Greenland. Well, I know the reason for Greenland being discussed was its natural resources. It's got some minerals we could use. Mexico does too. So, maybe. It's a mess down there. An absolute mess. Somebody should clean it up. I'm just saying. All right, what else? This idea is gaining some steam. Kevin, here's another text. Buy Mexico, fix it up, and flip it. Okay. All right. You got to have some fun. You got to have some fun. That's right. I can't talk and text at the same time. So, therefore, you get to talk, Kevin. While I text, I'm just trying to text Hogan Gidley to say, we're waiting for you, sir.
Ah, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just reading a little bit more into the earlier in this program, you talked about the gal Kelly Dunaway chose to be sworn in as a Kansas City councilwoman using a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the places you'll go. Her 5-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter held it for her during last week's ceremony. Apparently, it's a graduation gift classic, which was first published in 1990, is about the journey of life. In it, the narrator tells readers, out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsie as you. What is going on? What sort of bizarro world are we starting?
Was there any explanation given from this woman?
No, not really. Just that it was her kid's favorite. She likes the message in the book, and it's one of her kid's favorite. But, you know, what's next? Going to swear you in on a Hardee's napkin because you like the cheeseburgers? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The more I read about this, it's like, wow. Okay.
Reading a police report from this morning at 7:40, the sheriff's office in Moorhead, Clay County, received a call of a suspicious male in the area of 2254 150th Street North, rural Glendon, basically, okay? Deputies were informed that there was a male sitting in a silver Toyota Prius wearing a half skull mask and goggles. They were further informed that the male appeared to be watching people in the area. A deputy arrived on the scene, located the vehicle and the male. The deputy attempted to contact the male, but he fled the scene before the deputy was able to contact him. The deputy attempted to stop the vehicle, but the male refused to stop for the emergency lights and the siren. The driver fled onto gravel road, speeds approaching 80 miles an hour. Mr. Skullcap wearing man with goggles. A Hawley police officer deployed stop sticks on 200 Street North West U.S. Highway 10, I guess.
Another rocket scientist.
Yeah. The driver then fled on foot for a short distance before being taken into custody. The driver was identified as Shane. I don't know how you say this. Fulleray? It's a French spelling, maybe. F-E-U-I-L-L-E-R-A-T. Fullerat, 27-year-old male from the Fraser area. Currently in the Clay County Jail for a felony fleeing a police officer in a motor vehicle. What in the world? Can't make it up. Dana, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Barney. That Donald Trump, I like that guy. You check this out. He says one word like, I am the chosen. Well, he is. You know, we put the leaders out of their garbage that he let us into. And then totally ignore the message of what it's about, trade wars are with China. Yeah. You know, it just can't be beat the way they work it. Hey, is there any interest in what I asked you Monday on my idea? Or are you interested in it, Scott?
Well, I'm always interested in it, but I think you told me it was an idea so big you didn't have time to, like, condense it for us and tell us on the radio. You needed a little presentation time, right? So just a matter of time.
Well, yeah, so I can lay it out in detail, and then if people have questions or want to think it through. And then all I ask is this. Before they judge it instantly, go home and sit down and think about it, you know, and run it through your head and how it works and see what you think.
And if you believe your plan, I mean, you believe your plan will work, what will be the benefit to the listeners? What will be the benefit to Americans?
It's a plan that lifts everyone from the base up, and it doesn't take it from our pockets. It's a new way to do it. It's worth hearing. Everyone I've told about it says, yeah, I like it.
Very interesting. I love all ideas, to tell you the truth. It's the great thing about America. We're a great idea in and of itself. So, Dana, do me this favor. Call back when we have a little more time. We're getting to the end of the program today. And early in a segment, and we'll get you in there, okay? More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months, plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Got my
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan, by the way, and SchwannBuickGMC.com. The 2020 HD pickups are in, so if you're thinking, you know, those new Sierras and that new tailgate, that's nice and all, but I got work to do. Get yours. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Texter says a Prius can go 80 miles an hour? Wow. Yeah, that, I guess I missed that, but that was that was the Prius that was in that high-speed chase drive that was coming up. What in the world? Is everybody hearing that, or am I just hearing that, Daniel?
I think we got Jim on. That is.
I just had some very loud noises in my ear.
I was hearing it, too.
Yeah. Does Kevin and I hear that, or did everybody hear that? Hello?
It's me!
Oh, it's you! It's Jim the flagpole guy! Okay, well, we thought aliens were, descending upon the building or something to that effect. Yeah.
Take your key out of the ignition,
Jim. There's Jim the flagpole guy. How are you, sir?
I'm up 25 feet in a hangar putting some flagpoles in, Scott. We kind of, like, we'll do whatever anybody asks.
So let me get a visual. You're 25 feet up in, like, a bucket from a truck or what?
Sure, in a lift, a man lift.
Man left, okay.
And I'm working hands-free. I have my headset on. And we're installing flags in a hangar, just a display. And that's just what we do. We get calls for that sometimes, I suppose. And quite happy to do it. Interesting, mixes it up. We're in Grand Forks.
You're in Grand Forks today, hanging flags inside a hangar.
Yes, sir.
That's beautiful. See, there's just no job too big, too small. They'll do it all. It's pretty amazing. I've been dreaming a little bit. I talked to you about this one time, but when you come back down through Grand Forks, from Fargo, if you do, from Grand Forks, drive by our building again and tell me why we shouldn't have a flag on top of the building. Can you do that, or is that like a? You don't see a lot of them, but other than the White House, I mean, the White House can do it. So if the White House can do it, why can't we?
Well, you can, as long as you have an architect and an engineer study the design structure of your building, and once that's determined, they'll be able to attach that. There's a lot of load on a flagpole, remember, Scott. You get a 5x8 or a 6x10 or 8x12 flag up there or something, that'd be, it's a lot of load. So attaching a flagpole to a building, yes, sir, it can be done. It's just a matter of doing it correctly so you don't have any troubles down the road.
The load comes from the flag whipping in the wind, right? And the really big flags have big time load, don't they? I mean, those monster ones you see, like the Patriot Fuels folks that I know you're replacing for them
well,
on a regular
the
basis.
Flag alone is over 100 pounds, Scott. And you go to... and now that Patriot Fuel, now Fred Huxor, Patriot Fuel, I just think he's an awesome guy that he would spend that kind of money all the time to display the American colors. Now that pole, that flag whips up there. It's like straight out. It's called post flag when it's straight out like that. And there's a huge amount of load on a flag of that size. That's for sure.
I love it. I love it. And he was spending a lot more and replacing a flag of lesser quality until he called Jim the Flagpole Guy. See how these things work out? That's why you call Jim the Flagpole Guy. And I know that we're, still in summer technically. It's August, but we can kind of see fall from here. How many more weeks do you think you're going to be putting flagpoles in the ground?
Well, I hope to be doing it right up into December, just like last year, Scott. We finished up, I think, December 20th was our last one. And I actually had to build an insulated box and pour the concrete and then covered it up. But that really wasn't a lot of fun. But hopefully we'll kind of like maybe be able to take a vacation around that. Maybe I'll be able to be somewhere else at December 20th. But if we have to, we'll be here. And that brings me to mind, Scott, Melissa at ND Flagpole Guy. She's the ND Flagpole Guy flag girl, Melissa. Kudos to her. She's bringing, she's advancing our ability to not only store flags and fix flags, purchase flags, organize flags. Also, does all the customer relations with the flags now. And that's Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com. Or you can go on the website and purchase. But if you have any questions, she's there and available, and she's doing a knockout job. I'm just really happy to have her on board.
We have a listener that says that you should be in a person lift, not a man lift.
It's still a man lift because I've never seen a person in it.
And then somebody else said, if you want a leaky roof, then install a flagpole on your roof. Is that because the load sometimes would shake things up, and that's why you got to do the work you're talking about in advance, right?
Well, yeah, you not only have to engineer the foundation to the structure, but then it has to be dried in. So you're going to have several different trades. You're going to have an electrician for lighting. You're going to have a structural engineer. And the original architect of the building would probably have to be consulted. And
there you
then
go.
You have roofers and
few things to do there. All right, my man. Good to talk to you as always, folks. Call Jim and the flagpole girl, the flagpole guy and the flagpole girl, 701-571-FLAG. I'll take care of you. Get on that schedule to get that flagpole in before we have a freeze. Don't waste any more time. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Thank them when you turn the light switch on. Isn't that nice to have that affordable, reliable, dependable, clean energy from Lignite, SecureEnergyFuture.org.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Ag supports NDSU Athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.